So in this conversation, as we start off in this series, this entire series of conversations is focused on one particular moment. Now, we know that these particular moments don't really just happen on their own, although, in fact, they do, but they happen because of your powerful desire. So, one of the interesting things about this is that when you look at how things have progressed to this point, there's a moment when you can look at your life and you can say, this is when I decided to take the step forward that put me into the place where the business that I am about took shape, took form, or at least the idea came to me. This is when it all came together. And for many of you, there's a moment when, after you have sort of laid the foundation and laid the groundwork for what it is that you're wanting, that it all of a sudden became very clear, this is the day that my business exploded. This is the day that everything really accelerated and took off. And there's no archetypal concept here. If you are drawn to this series, if you're drawn to this topic, there's something about this particular way of looking at things that can be very, very, very helpful to you. So one of the things that we would invite you to do as we begin this series is to really spend a little bit of time thinking about how you got to this moment. And it doesn't matter where you are in relationship to what you are about. It doesn't matter what your business is like. It doesn't matter what your sales or receipts or the number of customers or clients, what widgets you're selling, what services, what products. It doesn't matter any of this. All that really matters is that you begin to take stock at how you are at a juncture. You are at a place where it's time for the construct of your business. And when we say business, of course, we're not talking to the about the structural parts of your endeavors in commerce. We're talking about the concept of you in the marketplace offering your services and products to your customers. There's a moment that happens when everything accelerates. And we want you to begin, at least it is our invitation to you, to begin to notice an acceleration, a quickening, if you will, through a series of synchronistic events, and how all of these things brought you to this moment, where you're participating in this conversation in exactly the way that you are, and you're hearing these words, and you realize this is where it started. At some point in the past, and that could be 5 minutes ago, 5 months ago, 5 years ago, 50 years ago. Because it doesn't really matter how you got here or how long it's been. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past, but it does matter. It matters a great deal for you to recognize how this is the continuing story of the delicious unfolding of your amazing and wonderful business. The idea, the construct of your business as it is designed to be, as it has unfolded into, this particular moment of this particular day, in this particular way, this has come here not through any sort of random happenstance. All of this is unfolding because of your desire. Now, we could point to so many of the things that have brought you here, and we could say your powerful desire is the motivator, is the inspirer, is the reason for, is the absolute, positively powerful, delicious, moving force that is causing all of this to come together in exactly the way that it is doing right now. And we wouldn't be wrong if we were to say that. But there's something else at play here. There's something else, in fact, much more significant than that. As much as that is quite astounding and quite delicious and quite wonderful, there's something much bigger going on. What is happening here is that an idea is crystallizing. So we use this word idea and we use this word crystallize because the idea of your business, for many of you, when you get to this point, there's parts of it that are theoretical and there's parts of it that are practical. And it doesn't really matter how much is theoretical and how much is practical. It may be that virtually none of it is practical. And it may be that virtually none of it is theoretical, that you have a really good idea of what you're doing and that you know how you do it and that it's on board and it's happening and it's rocking and it's rolling and that's wonderful. And it may be that you've been thinking about this idea for a very long time and have not yet found a way to put it into place. It literally does not matter how you got here. It literally does not matter where you are on that spectrum. All that matters is that an idea is crystallizing here. We use this term explode because we really want to point to the feeling of that quickening when everything comes together, and the sense that you get is that you have finally arrived. And that feeling of having arrived is what we're looking for. That your business has exploded is wonderful, but that you are sitting here right now in this moment with the feeling that you are the success in your business that you always knew you would be. And there's two things to remember about this. One is that success is what you define it to be, and there is no exception to this. It literally does not matter what anyone else thinks. Now, if you have decided that you're going to build your success on the approval of others, that might be problematic. But contrast will sort that out for you. So we're not terribly concerned about making sure that you somehow arrive into this conversation in a pure state, because that's not going to happen. You're going to have a variety of desires that will, by the way, present themselves throughout this series through the contrast and the comparison that you bring to the table about who you are and who you perceive yourself to be against what it is that we're saying, what it is that we're offering. And that's one of the delicious parts of this experience, is that we'll offer you, and we're doing so even right now, an idealized image and a vision of what can be, could be, is, has been, might be, should be. Depending on your orientation to the idea is where you would sort of fall into that realm of is it or was it or will it be. However you arrive into this conversation is exactly right. However you got here is exactly right. What's so fascinating to us is that what we're doing here in this series is standing right on top of your success and saying, it's here, this is it, right now. And if you don't know what it means to be successful to you, if that's not a term that you use, or if it's not something you've really thought about, if you've just sort of said, okay, this is the thing that I'm doing and this is what I want to do, success for us is the same thing as wealth. You have what you want because you want it. You allow yourself to have what you want. You allow yourself to be in alignment with yourself. You allow yourself to be here present now. You allow yourself to revel in the deliciousness of what it is that you are bringing to the table. And we don't mean that you do this perfectly, because one of the things to us that success means is that no matter what happens, you're constantly giving yourself a wonderful break. And you're never holding yourself to some sort of standard that you couldn't possibly ever meet. And if you are holding yourself to such a standard, that what you're doing is actually letting go of that and finding that to be easier and easier. If motivation, if heavy-duty motivation brought you into this conversation, if you are revved up and pumped up and making it happen and getting out there and getting it done. We're not here to convince you to not do that, because only you know what is going to feel better to you. We have no idea what actions you should take. This conversational series is not about us telling you what to do. This conversational series is about aligning with an idea and holding it to it, that your business has exploded. And that has happened. And this is what is going on right now. And this is how amazing it is. And this is how delicious it is. And this is how wondrous it is. Your business, your amazing, astonishing, powerful business, the ideas that you have, the ways in which you allow them to manifest, the things that you do, the things that you offer, the customers you have, the clients you have, the relationships that are building as a result, all of these things as they come together, each of them is amazing and astonishing and wonderful. It's happening now. If you're noticing that you don't feel like that's where you are, then this conversational series is working. Because the thing that we really want to bring to your attention is not so much how you're not doing what you're actually wanting, but how you have an opportunity here to expand into something bigger. So let us be very clear. We're offering you a vision of your success that is unbounded and unlimited, but you don't hold the same truth for yourself. You don't quite believe that you're unbounded and unlimited. You really do believe there's some practical limitations to this, that, and the other. And while we really have no opinion on those, because those are your preferences and those are your beliefs, we do want to be very clear that something wonderful and that you have right now presenting to you an opportunity that is unparalleled. And when we say it's unparalleled, we don't mean that it's odd or strange or weird or different. What we mean is that it has never really been this clear to you right now, no matter how you got here, that your success is not imminent and it's not inherent and it's not inevitable. It's happening. It's already happening right now. This is a vibrational conversation first and foremost. Whatever you bring to the table is going to be exactly right. Wherever you are in physical terms, in relationship to your business, whether it's a concept, whether it's something that you are putting into play already, whether you have 1,000 customers, 1,000,000 customers, 10 or 1, doesn't really matter, because this is a vibrational conversation and your success is not dependent upon what happens in physical terms. Your success rises up and expands out of your clarity that it is done, it is here, and this is it. So, this series of conversations, as we begin today, is here for one very specific purpose: to recognize that your business is exploding right now. You're ready, you're here, it's happening. We invite you to, on the one hand, relax into this very powerful truth, and on the other hand, to let the rampant desire that you have about your delicious and wonderful experience offering services and products to your customers and clients, and all that that entails in all the ways that are significant to you, we really do invite you to free up the energy that is available to you for this. Not the motivational energy, but the very powerful, wondrous, and amazing, expansive, vibrational energy. In other words, your ability to feel better and better and better and better about what you are doing, what you are about, what you are bringing forth, the sense that you get of creativity, connection, wonder, and powerful desire. All of these things are here, and they're being presented to you on a silver platter right here, right now. And this has nothing to do with us. This is what you have called forth through this connection. And it is a wonderful, delicious, and amazing thing indeed. And we look forward to the continuation of these conversations day after day as they unfold, as they become more and more of what they are here to become. This is going to be a very, very delightful, amazing, and wonderful thing indeed.